And welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we're talking about the regret bias. Hello, my friends. What's up? Welcome to the podcast today. You guys, this episode today is going to be so good. I'm so excited to talk to you guys about regret. This is one of the top fears we have, especially with relationship anxiety, is fear of regret. So I want us to talk about it some more. But first, we gotta do a listener shout out because I haven't done one in a while. This one is from Mixed Breed, and he wrote, "First off, I'm a man and I go through this. Every single thing, almost everything she has spoken about is exactly what I'm going through. And every time I listen to your podcast, I get such a clear understanding of what I'm going through. And this helps me so much more than my in-person therapy visits. Keep it up because you are helping me more than you'll ever know. It makes me want to cry because there are so many topics that are gone over that is exactly like me. Excellent podcast. Keep it going." Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that sweet review. And I'm so grateful that you found it helpful. And if you guys haven't had the chance yet to take the time and leave a review on the podcast, it's very, very helpful to me to just get the word out and have more people start hearing and listening to the podcast and healing their anxiety. So thank you for all of you who have taken the time to do that. And if you are able to do that, that would be amazing. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the regret bias and just kind of deep dive a little bit more into regret. Regret is something I've talked about before on the show, but I just, something I coach on and think about a lot. So felt like it was important we spend some more space and time here doing this. Now, regret is an emotion that comes from us thinking certain thoughts about our choice. Thinking things like, I shouldn't have done that, or that was a bad choice. I should have chosen something else. It happens whenever we start finding reasons we should have chosen a different path than the one we did. We start thinking about all the reasons we shouldn't have done what we did, and that creates the feeling of regret. And a lot of us think that the goal and objective when we make a choice is to avoid the experience of regret. We really, really don't like that feeling. We hate the feeling of regret. We feel like feeling regret is confirmation that we've made the wrong choice. And so we work very, very hard to make sure that we make the right choice so we don't have to experience regret. But the crazy thing about this is feeling regret does not actually mean we made the wrong choice. Feeling regret and using that as evidence that we made the wrong choice is actually confirmation bias. Here's what I mean by that. You thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done that, I made the wrong choice, makes you feel regret. You then have that feeling and you're like, oh, look, see, it must be, I made the wrong choice. You use that feeling as evidence that it's wrong when you're the one that created the feeling in the first place. So often we might try to make a decision, if you struggle with decision-making in general, or particularly within relationship, deciding to be with a partner or not, and we start analyzing and going from this perspective of, okay, well, which path will make me the least likely to experience regret? Which path will I not regret the most? And we analyze and analyze and analyze to make sure we don't feel regret. But the problem is, many of us have actually created a habit of regret. And here's what I mean by that. many of us have a habit of choosing something. Like, let's say you go to the store and you buy something, and then immediately after, your brain starts thinking of all the reasons you shouldn't have bought that thing, and it actually would have been a lot better if you had waited or bought something different, right? We start going through all the like cons basically of that choice we just made. And then boom, we experience regret. So we could look at that and say, okay, well, clearly we made the wrong choice because we felt that regret and we found all this evidence that it was wrong. But on the flip side, same person who tends to be more anxiously prone could have gone to the store and not bought the same thing and come home and thought, oh man, I should have bought that. And that was all the reasons that they missed out because they didn't buy it. And then they start feeling regret for not buying the thing. And we could then conclude, okay, well, then that was the wrong choice. But the reality is, either choice leads to regret. And if either choice leads to regret, then it's actually not about the choice. It's about our mindset, our habitual mindset of picking apart whatever choice we make. We can't win because after we make a choice, our brain finds all the reasons we shouldn't have done it. Either way, either choice, our brain produces all the evidence that we shouldn't have chosen that thing. This is the regret bias. If you've heard the term negativity bias, basically it's our brain's tendency, our brain's skew to find everything that's going wrong and to look for the negative in the things around us. It's that equivalent, that negativity bias that's happening after making a choice. Our brain's tendency to find flaws and find what's wrong and pick our choices apart after they have been made. And we do that whichever route we go, whatever choice we make, we have this habit of creating regret for ourselves. And so many of us avoid making choices to protect from this feeling of regret. We put them off, we delay, or we really, really overanalyze. But that feeling of regret still comes when we make choices because our brain has such a habit of looking for what was wrong with our choices. So more often than not, regret is an independent variable from our choices. It's really about the habit that our mind tends to get into. And we get so afraid of experiencing this regret that many of us stop living our lives. We stay in the middle of two choices and never know what it's like to fully experience the joy and growth that would come from one or the other. We avoid committing to things because we're afraid of that regret. Our regret is a reflection of how we think rather than what we choose. And when we're thinking continuously after every choice we make, nitpicking things about our choice, it's actually more of a reflection of our relationship with ourself. And here's what I mean by that. I want you to picture if someone else that you knew were to make a choice, and every single time, like let's say your friend, every single time your friend bought something, picked someone to date, went somewhere, went to a certain restaurant, ordered something, every little choice that this person made, your friend, you were like, oh, are you sure? You probably shouldn't have done that. That was kind of a stupid choice. Like, look how this thing turned out. And everything that your friend did, you were finding reasons and finding flaws in what they said. We would never, ever do that to our friend. We wouldn't. Maybe we would notice a thing here or there, but we would very rarely probably vocalize it to them. And more often than not, we'd probably just be like, oh yeah, that's the choice they made. And we would just kind of trust them in the choices that they made. But this, if we picture this kind of friendship, that is literally the kind of relationship that many of us have within ourselves, is we nitpick ourselves and our choices to death. And the reason I think regret is so painful for us is because it's a manifestation of deeper things within us, which is a lack of self-kindness and a lack of self-trust. We are unkind to ourselves after we make a choice. We beat ourselves up after a choice. And we don't trust ourselves with whatever choice we make. I don't think regret in and of itself is that painful. I witnessed this with my husband where he makes choices and he'll be like, kind of wish I didn't do that. Like he'll regret it, but then he'll brush it off and he'll kind of just move on. And I've seen within myself a contrast. I had two choices that I made, both of which I felt regret about. But here is what was different between those two choices. One, I decided it wasn't a big deal and I was going to make the most of it and I kept moving forward. And the other choice, I beat myself up like crazy. And I was so critical of myself and saying, you're stupid. What's wrong with you? Why would you choose that? And I just was so hard on myself. And that regret became painful. Regret becomes painful when it gets entangled with shame. To regret a choice and simply continue going and moving forward and learning from and adjusting, we can work with. Where regret becomes very challenging, and I think why we get so scared of it, is because we start attaching that regret to our identity. I regretted this choice because I'm thinking I made the wrong choice and therefore I am wrong. I'm bad. And we start shaming and beating ourselves up for that choice. So regretting the choice is not what I believe is so scary. I think it's when we start experiencing the shame, the saying we're not good enough and we're bad and we're awful because of the choice. That, more than anything, is what we are afraid of. And so there's a few things that I believe can be so helpful in navigating our regret bias, which is, one, I think it's important to budget for regret after making a choice. Because our brain has that bias, and it's scanning and it's looking for what went wrong with our choice, why we should have picked something else. That's like the software running in our brain. We don't need to be freaked out when regret comes up, because so often what happens is we make a choice and then we immediately feel that regret and then we start trying to undo the choice and trying to pick the other one and feeling regret for that one. And so instead is just kind of budgeting for like, yeah, that's what happens after I make choices, is my brain picks it apart and I experience some regret. Don't get freaked out when that shows up. Don't be so reactive to it when it's there. Just practicing noticing your brain doing that and even bringing some curiosity to it. Oh, that's so interesting that my brain is wanting to go here. And then also practicing not indulging in it, getting swept away and in that story of like, oh my gosh, I made this wrong choice and this is horrible and I must be horrible, right? We have to kind of break that habit of continuously nitpicking our choices after the fact. And what I have done is when I make choices and then my brain wants to go to like, oh, but are you sure? And then there's this thing and there's that thing and it starts trying to kind of nitpick my choice and make me experience regret. is I literally will kind of just have that boundary of my brain and say, nope, we're not going there right now. Nope, we're not doing the regret thing right now. And I'll make that like boundary with myself and my brain. And it feels uncomfortable and hard, but over time, our brains stop defaulting to that habit as we lessen the practice of nitpicking our choices after the fact, our bias of looking for and creating regret. So one is budgeting for it, knowing it'll be there after making a choice. And two, breaking the habit, having a boundary with your brain and being willing to say no and not indulge in it for a very long time. And then the last thing is committing to having your own back with your choice, that you will be kind to yourself no matter the outcome. Because again, the reason I believe we are so afraid of regret is because of all the things we make regret mean about ourselves as a person. So just like we would with a friend, if they made a choice, we wouldn't tell them they're this horrible, awful person if the choice didn't turn out the way they wanted. And so similarly, we have to have a commitment within ourselves of, I will be kind to myself no matter the outcome of this choice. I will not make myself wrong or awful or beat myself up. I'm going to love myself and have my own back. Because the reality is, our hindsight is 20/20. Even then, I actually don't think that's true. I think when we look back in hindsight, things are still biased. But when we look back, there are things we know that we didn't know when we made a choice. And so it's unfair of us with our future vantage point to beat up and be mean to the past version of us that made the best choice with the best data they had at that time. And so practicing, really like working on that relationship with you, cultivating a habit in your mindset, in your nervous system, to be kind and compassionate within yourself, so that when choices don't turn out perfectly or there are flaws, we do not beat ourselves up. So whenever we're making any choice, a purchase, a decision in our career, choosing to move forward in our relationship, whatever it is, when we're making a choice, we have our own back and we start moving forward in that choice and we hit little bumps on the road, that means we're not going to just go, oh my gosh, you're horrible. Oh, look, this is awful. It's like, no, you know what? I made the best choice that I knew how. I'm not beating myself up for this. So I want you guys to start noticing that regret bias, the areas where your brain just defaults to making you regret choices. And can you separate yourself from that regret and not make it mean anything about who you are? Try that out. Let me know how it goes. And it was so fun to see you guys and chat this week. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.